I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
All Elite Wrestling receives a $10,000 fine. We'll go into the who's, the what's, and the why's on that in just a moment. Plus, we say farewell to a SoCal wrestling legend. For Thursday, the 7th of May, 2020, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
Look at this. Getting rid of his weapon. So he must really feel good about everything that's coming down right now.
Toss away the smaller weapon for a much larger one, that barbed wire spider web. He's thinking, one-winged angel.
No. No.
How can Moxley withstand this? Moxley all breaks free.
Moxley counters.
He's going to make up the fireman's carry.
Omega the shoulders. They're teetering.
Oh, the knee block! He blocked it!
Oh, my God. I don't want to... Oh, God Almighty! What are we seeing? The mutilation of two grown athletes who hate each other so badly that they're willing to do this to get a victory. This crowd cannot believe it, and neither can I. Look at this! Look at this!
The suplex into the barbed wire spider web!
The commitment to have a match that will never be forgotten is overwhelming for both these men. Barbed wire wrapped around their bodies. Now the question, how the hell do they get them out of there?
Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you?
Bad boys, indeed, AEW. So All Elite Wrestling, we find out this morning, have been fined $10,000 for that very match. It was, of course, Jon Moxley and Kenny Omega back at the Full Gear pay-per-view in November. It was the infamous Lights Out match that just saw Omega and Moxley tear each other asunder in creatively violent ways. Now, when this match happened, one person that spoke quite loudly about it was former WCW announcer Chris Cruz. Chris Cruz actually went to the trouble of contacting the Maryland State Athletic Commission regarding that match to say, you guys need to see this. This, I'm pretty sure, breaks protocol on purposefully bleeding during wrestling matches. There's been a ban on that for some time in Maryland. And we knew there was an investigation going on. We can reveal this morning that AEW have been found to have been wrong in the eyes of the Maryland State Athletic Commission. They say no one should purposefully bleed during a wrestling match. AEW broke those rules, so as a result of that, they have been issued a $10,000 fine. If they go back to Maryland, they'll need to make sure that it doesn't happen again, because they could face being banned from the state altogether. So, off the back of this, Chris Cruz, who is the whistleblower on all of this, put out a post on Facebook. He's been getting a lot of angry messages from wrestling fans regarding his whistleblowing. And he says the easy thing to say in response to the $10,000 fine levied on AEW by the MSAC is that it is pocket change for a billionaire. I get that, but it ain't nothing, and it's public, and it will be on May the 20th when the commission meets and then posts the consent order on its website and distributes it to all of the commissions throughout the country. And keep in mind, the next violation will result in a revocation of their license in Maryland and possible show stoppage in the middle of a match. Even the commission is on notice now that others are watching its actions. This puts AEW on notice as well, and it embarrasses the company. By this time tomorrow, the story will have spread far and wide, and it will appear in mainstream publications. This is a black eye for AEW and the business. Now, Chris Cruz has said also that he reported them out of care for the product. Despite the fact that wrestling isn't an important part of his life now, he felt the need to reach out and speak up about it. My question would be, because enough people have had their thoughts on it and then told Chris Cruz himself, my thought on this would be, had Chris Cruz been offered a job with AEW, would he be so vocal about that match? I'm just going to leave that with you.
And now Otis is fired up, and here comes Otis into the Caterpillar. And this time, I don't think Dolph can get out of the way. Elbow delivered to the chest. Cover now by Otis. Hook of the leg. Got him. Otis qualifies for Money in the Bank.
Here is your winner, Otis.
So it's Otis qualifying for the Money in the Bank ladder match this Sunday. Are we enjoying Otis as a single star on SmackDown? Quite a few people seem to be, because it looks as if it's here to stay. Ringside News have learned that, quote, Otis is a single now. Now, obviously, this doesn't affect his relationship with Mandy Rose in any way, but it means that he is no longer considered part of the Heavy Machinery tag team. And it looks as if they've been quietly disbanded from WWE television whilst backstage, or something. We don't know. Tucker's not been on telly for a few weeks, so we don't know what the situation is with Tucker, but we do know that Otis is very well regarded as a single star. Obviously, he had a solo outing at WrestleMania, and he's now involved in the main match this Sunday. So obviously, some people are very, very high on Otis. One person in particular who is high on Otis and the development of Otis is Vince McMahon, surprisingly. I say surprisingly because Otis isn't the sort of guy that you would imagine Vince McMahon getting behind and backing as a serious competitor. Like, you almost feel like Vince McMahon would be the sort of guy that would want to ridicule this guy on a regular basis, but instead he's being booked incredibly strong. It has been reported by numerous sources that Vince McMahon is overseeing everything Otis related at this point. So he obviously has a vested interest in Otis getting over as a character on WWE television. Now, is he going to win the Money in the Bank on Sunday? Probably not. He's certainly not one of the bookies' favourites to win it, but being in the conversation like that is incredible. I'd like them to write off Tucker in some kind of creative way. It feels sad for Tucker, who really, through no fault of his own, just finds himself now on the sidelines. And I hope they find some way to incorporate him, maybe into a program with Otis, maybe in a program against Otis, maybe in something completely different. Because I do believe, whilst Otis is excellent, and I'm really happy to see him developed as a single star, I think Tucker's got quite a bit to offer as well. Nikki Bella was talking about her neck issues recently. She's talking about what happened in 2015 when she was thrown into steel stairs during a wrestling match. Nikki says that she had an extreme herniation that stopped spinal fluid from reaching her C6 and C7 vertebrae. And she goes more into detail on this in the book that the Bellas have written, Incomparable. She noted that her legs went numb at the end of that match, and she would feel like they would collapse under her as she walked in weeks after it. Nikki said that she went to the doctor because her hands were feeling numb. She was told she was likely just tired and run down because of the abuse she was putting her body through. Nikki said, I asked for an MRI, but they told me it wouldn't show anything. They had no answer when I explained that my legs were going numb and giving out on me in matches, that I could only lie down in bed for a few hours at a time. Finally, I had an MRI. A doctor came up to me and said, just so you know, we're not going to find anything. I would have given anything for that to be true. After the MRI, apparently Nikki texted the WWE office to say, is it because I'm a woman that I don't get the same treatment as male superstars? She added, I was really frustrated because I felt if I were a male superstar, I'd be getting radically different treatment instead of being instructed just to sit home and pray. She goes into more detail on her time, on her recovery, and the situation around it, which seems like this could be a situation that comes up in more detail in weeks to come, in their book Comparable, which you can buy now. Details on the safety precautions of AEW have come to light. Tony Khan tweeted to say, AEW Dynamite is live tonight on TNT. I have tested negative for COVID, as have all wrestlers and staff here. We're taking the best precautions possible, and it'll be a great show with the debut of Matt Hardy teaming with Kenny Omega. Now, on Facebook yesterday, the IATSE 115 Union wrote about their setup for Dynamite. They said, we reopened AEW All Elite Wrestling Dynamite safely at Daly's Place Amphitheatre. A COVID-19 rapid test was given to every stagehand, road crew, venue staff and talent before entering the venue. Portable wash stations, hand sanitizer stations, mandatory mask covering, social distancing, especially at breaks, at all times. We didn't ask to be the first, but we are, and we're working to keep it safe. Hashtag return to work safely. Ariel Helwani, on a similar note, tweeted that there's going to be a little bit of a fighting atmosphere in Florida coming up. Two major events are happening in Jacksonville this week, UFC 249 and AEW tapings. Coincidentally, all fighters and wrestlers and personnel for both organizations are staying at the same hotel in Jacksonville. This could make for a fun time. A match between John Moxley and the... Well, I should probably put a little spoiler on this before I say who. So this is your Double or Nothing main event. So if you don't want to hear it, skip ahead about 30 seconds from now. John Moxley and Brody Lee will fight for the AEW Championship at Double or Nothing. This is after Brody Lee and the Dark Order attacked Moxley last night. Brody has said that he wants what John Moxley has got, and that's the AEW title. That match will go down on the 23rd of May, along with MJF versus Jungle Boy, Cody Rhodes and Lance Archer in the TNT Championship Tournament Finals, and a casino ladder match for a shot at the AEW World Championship. Due to the coronavirus pandemic, we won't be seeing New Japan's Wrestle Dynasty show this year. This was set to go down at Madison Square Garden, and as a result of the pandemic, it's been pushed all the way back. We were meant to see it last month in April. It ended up being moved to August, and now that August date has been postponed as well to a date in 2021. We don't know the date yet, but of course, when we know when they'll be back on, you will know as well. CM Punk has reacted to some of the rumours that he is the SmackDown hacker. A few stories circulated yesterday. Numerous news sites, including our own, that quite a few clues pointed to CM Punk being involved. One of those being a tweet that said, do I have everybody's attention from the WWE, from the message WWE Twitter account? CM Punk responded to this tweet with that gif of Fozzy burying his head in his hands. I don't think it's CM Punk. I'm just going to put it out there. The Undertaker's next appearance on WWE TV has been confirmed. He is going to be on a pre-Money in the Bank episode of The Bump that airs 10:30 Eastern on Sunday morning. They're going to be plugging The Undertaker's new documentary series, The Last Ride, that airs after Money in the Bank. It's going to be the most real look at The Undertaker's career I believe we have ever seen. And he's going to be plugging it and looking a bit more human. I feel like we're getting a more human version of The Undertaker as he's sort of rounding out his career. So kind of a cross between Biker Taker and Mark Calloway, I guess. Ring of Honor fans in the UK will now get to watch ROH every Wednesday at 11 p.m. on Fight Network UK. If you want to keep up with some British talent over there, like Joe Hendry and Marty Scurll, maybe you want to keep up with Irish star Session Moth Martina, you can do that on Sky Channel 192. Interesting development from EC3. He's joined Cameo, like quite a few celebrities do, so you can ask for birthday messages and the like from EC3. But he's doing something a bit different with it. So In a video that he put on his new Cameo page, he has invited fans to spend $100 and join the narrative. So fans who pay $100 to him in Cameo will get a homework assignment from EC3. Assignments that are designed to lead to self-improvement and lead you on the road to a better you. An example of this is in his first video where he tells people to pretend like they know how they truly feel, then report back to him. I mean, yeah, if you've got $100 kicking around, see how you get on. Good luck to you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
There is no fucking way I'm gonna lose this belt to you, along with your Amanda, and crackhead crack. Ain't none of your motherfuckers gonna come and take this away from me. I am Supreme, King of the fucking deathmatch. When you say XPW, everyone thinks Supreme. Who am I?
And finally, want to highlight a deathmatch legend from SoCal, Lester Perfus, who you and I know as Supreme, as we just heard there. A former XPW deathmatch champion has passed away. The news broke yesterday, according to his nephew, Joey Munoz, who wrestled as Chaos on the California scene. Supreme was very well known for his time in XPW. When ECW shut, XPW came along to kind of fill that void for a very short while. And Supreme very much made a name for himself as the sort of the pillar of their deathmatch championship division. SoCal Uncensored have broken down the career of Supreme. He started back in 95, gaining some notoriety, teaming up with Kid Chaos, Joey Munoz. He formed XPW. With the formation of XPW, he became known on a much, much bigger level, as we've talked about, not only the deathmatch champion, but the first King of the Deathmatch winner. They held a deathmatch tournament, and Supreme was a star in it. During his time in XPW, he went on his first tour. He worked for FMW. He also toured around the world, just became a bit of a name in deathmatch wrestling after XPW closed its doors. Back on the 20th of July, it was announced that Supreme would be one of the inaugural inductees into the Santino Brothers Deathmatch Hall of Fame. And he had no plans to hang it up. And we don't know the cause of death. We don't know more of what happened, but we do know that he is sadly no longer with us and is survived by his wife, Karen, and his son, Kano. I'd like to end the podcast today with some words from Supreme. This is from last year, and it's Supreme being inducted into the Santino Brothers Deathmatch Hall of Fame.
That motherfucking shit. Ooh.
Thank you all very much. Thanks, Santino's. Thank you, Joey. Love you. I gotta slow down. I also got this ring. First and foremost, I was always a wrestler. But deathmatch was my passion. I loved it. And every time I went out there to perform, put my body on the line, I did it for all of you, for the fans. Like, what would you want to see? What would I want to see someone do? So I did some crazy shit. I've been put on fire, I went through tables, I went through God knows ladders, however. Hi, I did all this for you. Because I didn't get paid that much. And to get this, through Santino's, thank you again. This is the most awesome thing in my wrestling career so far. It's been a long, long, long road. It's not over. Didn't retire yet. I didn't prepare anything. I didn't know I was gonna get choked up because I was like, man, fuck it, I'm gonna just go wing it. It's not as easy when you're choked up. But I'm ready to do whatever it takes to please the fans, please the promoters, do what I gotta do to make wrestling what I think good. Indie wrestling is fucking awesome. You don't know how lucky you are to be able to come to a show and see the talent that you see here and other local shows. Indie wrestling is where it's fucking at. Yeah. Yeah. I dig it, love it, because it's all groovy, baby. Yeah. Who am I? Supreme! Thank you very much. I love you all. I do it all for all of you. Thank you.
For Thursday, May the 7th, 2020, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.